So, you have a movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. See, I figure we could do Sleeping Beauty, right? But we flip it.
Oh, okay, so we play it backwards. People probably would pay to see that.
I'm sure they would, but that's not what I meant. I meant we tell it from the perspective of the villain.
Oh, so like the bad guy is the main character of the movie? That's kind of weird.
Yeah, but see, we're gonna show that she wasn't so bad after all, you know? People are gonna be like, why did I even think she was evil in the first place?
What was her name again?
Maleficent. It means productive of harm or evil.
Oh.
But that doesn't necessarily mean she's evil.
That's a good point. My son Dum Dum Johnny is actually quite clever. He breaks out of his cage all the time.
What?
So what happens in the movie?
Well, we're gonna see Maleficent as a child, and she lives in an enchanted forest called the Moors.
Okay.
And she's gonna develop this bond with this human boy, Stefan.
Over their dead parents?
Over their dead parents. I saw the logo on the door.
I love it.
So they're gonna end up falling in love, but then he's gonna ghost her.
Oh, very rude.
And then years later, the humans are gonna attack the Moors because they hate fairies and stuff.
Why?
Well, because I frickin' said so, I guess.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So then the king is dying, and he's like, you know what? Whoever kills Maleficent gets to be king next. That's how this stuff's decided, right?
Oh, so Stefan is gonna betray her?
He is, but then at the last second, he chickens out.
Oh, so he's a good guy.
And he drugs her, and when she's passed out, he cuts her wings off.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so then he tricks his way into becoming king, and she's like, I'm gonna be evil now. I'm gonna get some frickin' revenge.
Wow, 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 wow.
Yeah, so then she saves a raven and turns him into a human.
Wait, she's powerful enough to turn birds into humans?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pretty cool, right?
So wouldn't she be powerful enough to give herself, you know, new wings?
Well, no, she's not that powerful. Are you nuts?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, she can only, like, control the weather and make people unconscious and make them fly around and control pretty much all of nature.
But not the wing thing.
No, not the wing thing. That's too much. She can turn people into dragons, though.
What? Then why is there even a conflict here?
Well, her wings were stolen. She wants revenge.
So why doesn't she turn her raven friend into a dragon and burn down the castle?
Well, that's not how she wants to play this thing.
Okay, so what does she do?
Well, eventually she finds out that the king got married and had a baby named Aurora.
What was Maleficent doing for like a year and a half?
Just hanging out.
Oh.
Yeah, just chilling.
So what does she do when she finds out?
Oh, well, she goes to the christening, because religion developed in exactly the same way despite magic being real.
Right.
And she's gonna be like, I am cursing the heck out of this baby. And then she sees a spinning wheel, so she's like, okay. So on her 16th birthday, she's gonna prick her finger on the spindle of a spinning wheel, and then...
Wait. Is she making this curse up on the spot?
Yeah, seems like she's doing a bit of improv.
Oh, improvised curses are tight.
Yeah, so she's like, when she pricks her finger, she's gonna fall asleep and never wake up.
So, she's killing her.
No. It's just like going to sleep and never being able to wake up, ever.
That's what dying is.
Well, actually, then she does some more improv, and she's like, okay, so only true love's kiss can wake her up.
Oh, okay, so that's not death.
But secretly, she's like, there's no such thing as true love.
So that is death. Why is she saying all this weird sleep stuff?
So the movie can happen.
Oh, right, okay.
So then the king is all mad, right? And he orders his people to-
Wait, what do you mean the king orders?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, his whole claim to the throne was that he killed Maleficent, and she just strolled into the castle.
Oh, right. Well, literally nobody's gonna make that connection.
Wow, lucky king.
Yeah, for real. So he orders them to destroy all the spinning wheels in the kingdom.
Oh, that's a pretty smart move. That way she'll be safe.
Yeah, and he also sends her to live with three incompetent pixies he just met for 16 years.
What?
So she'll be safe from spinning wheels.
Wouldn't it be a lot safer to keep her under guarded supervision inside the castle and make sure no spinning wheels ever enter?
Probably, but he's gonna go with this giving my baby to strangers so they can raise her strategy.
Well, okay then.
So then Maleficent is gonna watch this kid grow up for years and years and years.
Why would she do that?
I don't know.
Fair enough.
And eventually she's gonna come to really like this kid, so she's gonna try to lift the curse, but then she can't.
How come?
Because I decided she couldn't do that.
That works.
So then eventually Aurora's gonna find out about the curse, and she's gonna run to the castle and touch a spinning wheel almost immediately.
Oh no.
Yeah, so she falls asleep and stuff.
Wow, so only true love's kiss can wake her up?
That's right. So then this Prince Philip guy that she met one time on a road kisses her while she's unconscious.
Ew, yikes. Is that really the kind of thing we want to have a good guy do in a Disney movie in this day and age?
Yeah, well, he's gonna be pressured into it, so it's okay and romantic.
Oh, that's not gonna hold up in court.
Anyway, it doesn't work, so it's like, wait, that guy she met one time in the woods is not her true love?
Is that supposed to be a surprise?
Yes, sir, very much so. But then Maleficent kisses her and she wakes up, so it's like, hey.
Right, it's like Frozen.
It's like in Frozen.
That made money.
It did.
So then what happens?
Well, there's gonna be a big final fight between Maleficent Maleficent and the King, but he has a bunch of iron.
Okay, so?
Well, iron is the one thing that hurts fairies.
Oh, why is that?
Because humans have a lot of it, so it works well for story purposes.
Right, gotcha. So is it gonna be hard for her to fight back if she's surrounded by iron?
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, Aurora breaks Maleficent's wings out of a glass box, so they fly back to her, and then she's unstoppable.
The wings fly back to her and she's unstoppable?
Yeah, because they're so strong and powerful, and they have a bond, and she trusts them.
But they couldn't break out of a glass box?
Apparently not.
And why didn't they fly back to her before they were in the box, and since when did they have a mind of their own?
Listen, I'm gonna need you to take some notes from those wings and get all the way off my back.
Oh, okay, let me get off of that thing.
Great, thanks.
Until I suddenly decide to get back on for seemingly arbitrary reasons.
Ah.
And so how does the movie end?
Well, this takes place in a castle, so obviously the bad guy falls off of it.
Obviously, right.
And then Aurora becomes queen of all the realms.
Even though her father was an illegitimate king?
That's right. So what do you think?
Well, to be honest, I'm impressed that you managed to stretch out this villain's story into a feature-length film.
Well, yeah, it wasn't so bad once I committed to filling long stretches of it with nothing.
Well, let's hope you can pull that off again.
What?
Hey guys, it's Ryan here. Hope you like that pitch meeting. There are over 100 episodes of Pitch Meeting on the channel that you could check out. I also have some other videos on there, so click around. Also, let me know in the comments section what other movies you'd like to see these pitches for. Don't forget to hit the like button, the subscribe button, the bell button, the button, I don't know. Thanks for watching, guys. I'll see you next time.